My life is Google Slides all the
time.
Let's
call it Google PowerPoint from
Google
here
Slides.
On. Yeah.
No, it's Google Slides.
Is
and
it?
Then I go to school and I'm like, y'all got slides? And they're like, huh? Let me teach you.
When I hear slides, I think about like a microscope.
You're wrong. It's the best ever. Google
okay.
Slides, that is my, they're like my homeboy.
But you're on a, what we'll call a pseudo Chromebook.
Right.
This is a cloud ready.
Yes.
Homebrew, custom made Chromebook.
Yes.
That you built.
I built it. Well, yeah, I built it.
I mean,
it.
You took what was, I'm looking at the stickers here, a Windows 7 computer.
Yes.
And turned it into a Chromebook using Cloud Ready.
Exactly.
From Neverware.
And it's perfect.
It's
and
really great.
I had to
but
learn.
It's not perfect, is it? You had to learn.
I had to learn a little bit of the ins and outs
sure.
about
different
you know,
OS.
Yeah.
You can't install Photoshop.
Right. Right.
But here's where it's not necessarily perfect, Sasha. What happens if you don't have internet with a cloud book?
I panic.
With a cloud ready Chromebook.
Well, right? Then I panic.
You don't have access to your stuff.
Right.
So what happens? I think.
I hyperventilate.
I think that Chromebooks have really got it going on when it comes to the ability to take your content from computer to computer and access it.
Right.
So if I was on your Chromebook and I logged in as me, it's going to connect out to the Google Cloud servers
mm-hmm.
and I have access to all of my documents, all of my sheets, all of my slides, aka PowerPoint. AKA Impress, right?
Yes.
And then I come over to my Chromebook and I log in as myself and I have access to those exact same things
mm-hmm.
without having to transfer anything on a USB flash drive or through a network. It's all in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Fantastic for people going to and from school and things like that. But what happens if you don't have internet? You have zero, not okay. Zero access to your files.
Right.
If you can call them files. They're not really files.
Here's the like slightly princessy thing about me is I've never not had internet. Like I don't even know. Like I would panic. But
what
I
if
wouldn't
you were
have
gonna,
access.
What if you're gonna go visit the cottage?
I guess.
Let's just put that out as a and I can use that as a example because when I go to the cottage there's probably not internet.
Right.
We're in the middle of the woods. So what if you go to the proverbial cottage? Where is your cottage? It could be just anywhere where you don't have internet access, which is a brilliant place to be. I think that's a great place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, lo and behold, today we're going to learn how to set it up so that even if you don't have internet access, you can still access all your documents.
Okay.
All your PowerPoint. Slides.
Slides. Slides.
All your Excel sheets. I have to drop these names in because if you say, well, what are sheets? It's like the online version of Excel. It's
right. So what do you say? Word docs?
Spreadsheets.
Word docs? You can just say docs.
Yeah, Word documents, but docs.
Docs.
Google Docs is pretty self-explanatory. When they get into sheets and slides, it's like, what are slides, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google Presentation or whatever that one is, I've never even dabbled in it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know
well, we
but,
won't
but
dabble in
But we're not
going to
dabble
tonight.
In that one.
Yeah. But let's actually jump onto my computer, and we want to learn what it takes in order to get my computer to be able to communicate with my Drive account without internet connectivity.
Okay.
And I think you'll be surprised how easy this is. So this takes the Chromebook, takes the cloud-ready notebook into a whole new realm. But also, now here I'm using Linux Mint. But as long as you have Google Chrome
right.
and a Google Drive account, which, let's face it, everybody these days has a Google Drive account, especially if you're using Google for your email. Let's jump over to my computer here, and I'm going to go to drive.google.com. I've gotten so used to typing on a ergonomic keyboard because of my ulnar nerve entrapment that right. typing on a laptop feels really, really weird tonight. So here I am in my drive. So I've got access to, for example, the show notes from tonight's show. So here's how we do things around here. So we type it out into Google Docs. Well, I want to be able to access that if I'm sitting at my cottage, if I'm sitting anywhere, mm-hmm. have access to it. So what I want to do is I want to click on this gear icon here while I'm in Drive and click on Settings. And in Settings, look at this. We've got Offline, Create, Open, and Edit your recent Google Docs, Sheets, and Slides files from this device while offline. The Google Docs Offline extension will be added to Chrome. So I'm going to click on that, and it's going to tell me that I need this extension. We need to install Google Docs offline in my Chrome browser. So do keep in mind, I have to be using Chrome here. I can't be using Firefox. I can't be using Edge.
Nope. And would you? Would you?
Yeah, okay. So install this in Chrome. All right, so we're going to get into the extension here, and it's going to show me. Okay, there it is. Google Docs offline, add to Chrome. Do you want to add this extension?
Yeah.
Add that extension. There we go. That was quick. Could it be that simple?
Well, let's see.
Let's jump back to my drive. I'm going to close out of extensions here. And here, now I'm going to click on offline again. Click that checkbox now that I've got the extension installed. And you see down at the bottom left there, it says setting up offline. So there's nothing else that I'm needing to do. I can click on done. I can bring back up my document. I can see what's going on here. And it's doing its thing in the background. It's kind of syncing the most recently edited files to my laptop. So it's important along that vein. See how it's setting up offline still. So if you look at the storage on my left-hand side here, mm-hmm. what I notice is that I'm using 58.5 gigabytes of my 230 gigabyte quota. So worst case scenario, if this was to sync my entire drive, it's going to require 58 gigs of my hard drive.
Right.
So I need to probably make sure that I have somewhere close to as much drive space left on my laptop as I do, for the synchronization to take place. But it's not going to take up that full amount of space necessarily. It's going to be the most recent files. Or
right.
you can, in fact, open a file. Looking at today's episode again, I can actually click File, once it's loaded here, File, and I can specify, make available offline. Do you see that? Mm-hmm. So this particular file, if I click on that, it will ensure that this file is available offline. So regardless of whether I edit it today or tomorrow or if it's going to get bumped off the list, if I have it specified that it is available offline, it will always be available offline for me.
Okay.
Which is pretty handy if you've got a file that you refer to quite frequently, but you don't necessarily edit quite
this
frequently.
This is excellent.
This is very, very helpful for your Chromebook.
Yes. I do have a question that yes. perhaps might be outside of your ability to answer.
I like those.
Okay. If I have a shared document, I understand that obviously if I'm working offline, mm-hmm. any of the edits I make obviously aren't going to show up in the shared person's document. But if they're making changes and I'm making changes,
ooh,
whose changes reign supreme?
Time? Obviously yours.
Thank
right?
you. I would hope so, but I do
right
a lot
answer,
of,
gentlemen.
That's right? So
that's an interesting question, and that would be a good like a deathmatch Google Drive
right.
shared file kind
I'll
of thing.
I'll change the sentence and you change the same sentence and then we'll both get back online and see who wins.
Presumably though, as soon as I get online, it's going to synchronize and it's going to try to reconcile those differences.
Right.
But yeah, that's an interesting question that you're right. I don't necessarily know the answer off the top of my head, but
anybody.
That's something we could try.
Right.
We could definitely try that. For today's demonstration, I'm thinking of this from the perspective, Sasha, of these are your files.
These are
you're editing them.
Exactly.
These are my files. I'm editing them. I just want to have access to them. So, for example, if I'm writing a novel or a short story or a technical documentation, and I go away to the cottage and I have no internet, I can keep working on it. Or, you know, I don't have to be concerned about the need for internet to be able to work on my documents. I can do that. But plus, because it's in the cloud, so as soon as I do synchronize to the internet, it's now backed up. It's got, there are copies that now it's in the cloud and I can copy that to my backup. So, excellent. You know, that's pretty brilliant. So that dialogue that said that it was syncing to my system is now gone, which presumably means it is complete. So this is what things look like now. That dialogue is gone. And so we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to, in fact, take away my internet connectivity. Oh. You've seen me bring up that episode document. I want to see what happens if we completely kill the internet here and see what it takes to edit that document.
A test run.
Yeah. Stick around.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
All right, before the break, we were looking at how to activate offline access to our Google Drive, which is Docs, Sheets,
Slides.
It's going to take some getting used to, even still. Now, before I disconnect my internet, there's one final thing, Sasha, that I really want to do.
Okay.
I've got Linux Mint. You do not. You've got Cloud Ready.
Correct.
On Linux Mint, I've got LibreOffice Writer. I've got LibreOffice Calc. I've got LibreOffice Impress. Mm-hmm. So those are great for editing files. But as I said, this is not quite files. These are cloud-based. You know, they're files, but they're in the cloud.
Right.
I don't necessarily have direct access to the files themselves unless I download them, sync them to a backup, something like that. In this instance, though, I want to make it so that I can open my editors from my computer quite easily. So the best way for me to do that before we turn off my internet, so this is the final step before we disconnect my internet, I'm going to create a new tab, and I'm just going to go to docs.google.com, just like that. This is going to take me to Google Docs, which has access to templates, my most recently opened stuff, all that kind of things. And I'm going to click on these three dots up at the top right, which are my menu for Google Chrome, and click on More Tools and Create Shortcut. It's going to ask me what I want the shortcut to be, and I'm going to call it Google Docs, just by default. So now it doesn't look like it did anything, but if I minimize this, you're going to see that on my desktop, there is now a link for Google Docs. And if I click on that, it's going to actually launch Google Docs, just like I just had up. So, looking at my desktop again, you see the icons that are there. Let's jump back to my Google Chrome, and let's now go to sheets.google.com, which is your Excel equivalent. And I'm going to do exactly the same task. And you notice that I'm doing this because I don't have to install any of the additional stuff to be able to gain access to these offline. I don't have to install like the offline backup service or anything like that. Now, if I minimize, I've got Google Sheets.
Right.
See that? And now the final one is called what?
Slides.
Slides.google.com. Again, I have not disconnected my internet yet. These are all accessible. I don't use slides, as you can see.
Clearly not.
The kids send me their Christmas lists and annoying orange.
Annoying orange.
Yes. More tools, create shortcut, and I want to do it from right here where no files are open so that I can easily open files or I can create new files within that application. So now I'm going to close out of everything. And now I see I've got Google Docs, Google Sheets, and Google Slides. So now, if I double-click on Google Docs on my desktop, it brings up Chrome, and it brings up Google Docs. So I can now create a new blank document, and I can get started just as if I was using Microsoft Word, for example. Right? It's a very similar kind of experience to me.
But you're still online.
But I'm still online. That's the thing.
What
but
is
remember,
it gonna look like?
Before the break,
yes,
we enabled offline access.
Yes.
Could it be possible?
I want to know.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. We're doing this live. And so presumably everything is going to work flawlessly as it always does when we are live. thanks, Sasha. Okay, I'm going to turn off my wireless network interface. So now I have no internet connectivity on my laptop. I'm going to bring up Chrome, and you'll notice no internet when it tries to access my site. If I go to any site, it's going to give me the same thing, google.com. No internet. It just quickly, no internet. But what happens now if I click on one of these links on the desktop that I created? Google Docs. What the heck? What? Come on now.
I like it.
Right? Am I right?
Nice, okay,
so
open one.
I've got a list of all of the most recent documents. So here's the one that we just created today for today's show. And there's the file.
Beautiful.
I can resume editing this file. And this is, in fact, offline as I edit it. So if I make any changes, it's just, there we go. All changes saved offline. Offline changes will be synced when you go back online, it says. Okay?
Yeah,
so these changes are not going to be appearing to anyone else right now.
Right.
But remember, the scenario is, okay, so I'm writing at the cottage. I'm carrying on, and then I get to the library in town, and I've got access to the internet, so suddenly I can sync those changes back to my Google Drive account.
Right.
Right. But I can keep working. I don't have to have internet in order to use these internet tools. So now let's turn back on our internet. Turn back on Wi-Fi. It's going to automatically connect. And we're going to see things are going to change here because now that I've connected, saving automatically, just like that, all changes saved in Drive instantaneously. Just like that. So now these changes, so if I go to drive.google.com and then open up that document again. Number 610 is the episode that you're watching live right now or on demand if you're watching after the fact. And if I click on that file, there's my test that
Perfect.
I typed while I was offline, right? So what we've accomplished is we've taken now your Chromebook, which is a free distribution of Linux available from neverware.com.
Yes.
And that software now has converted your old laptop into a screaming fast Chromebook.
Exactly.
It's lightweight. It does a great job. But you now have offline access to those documents. You even have offline access to Docs, Sheets.
Right.
And Slides. Right? So you have access to those three applications offline, even without having to install anything or, I mean, you needed to allow it to activate the plugin, the extension.
Can you open and start a new document?
Well, let's give it a try. So
okay.
Let's jump back to my laptop
okay.
here. I'm going to close everything, Sasha, just to answer your question.
And then get offline.
Yeah. So let's turn off my internet. Okay.
And then start a whole new...
We all know that I don't use Slides, so I'm going to bring that up. I'm offline. I have no internet connectivity right now. And just to prove that, I'm going to go google.com. No internet.
Okay?
Now, one of the things you're going to notice here is that these have not yet synced because I have not been online long enough for it to sync these files, or they have not been marked as save for offline use, or they have not been opened or edited in a time frame that Google has determined is something that I need access to offline.
Right.
So remember that. It's not using all of the space of your hard drive based on how much drive space you have on Google Drive. It's only going to give you remote access offline to files that you
that it
need
deems,
to be able to edit.
It deems that you think will be necessary.
Yeah. My kid's Christmas list from 2018... It's figured out that I probably don't need to be able to access that offline because I haven't opened it since
then.
July. Because I finish my Christmas shopping early. Right? Presumably. So let's try it. Let's
okay, so down in the right bottom right hand corner.
Thank you, Sasha. I was going to say, how the heck do you create a slide? But there you go. So create a new slide presentation. Sasha's test slide. There you go. So there you go.
Okay.
So you're creating slides.
Like layouts and such?
Well, I would imagine okay. So. So how do you get there?
So, okay. Wait.
Sasha's taking control here, folks.
Layouts. Let's see. Okay, so you
all
have...
Right.
Okay, but themes don't look like you can do a theme.
So themes are grayed out?
Themes are grayed out.
Yep.
Let's see. Change background. Okay.
So you can do all that. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. You can't apply a theme, but you can create your own theme.
But you could... apply the theme online and then continue editing it offline.
Yes, or
presumably.
Exactly. You could create it all and then later, when you're online, apply a theme.
So if I go online, Sasha, am I going to suddenly have access to these mystical themes? So I'm going to go online. I've just turned on my wireless adapter. And what happens here? So connection established. And what
you
happens?
Should have themes.
Theme. There we go. I now have access to themes.
That's how I make all of my stuff look pretty.
There you go. Brilliant. So that's all there is to it, folks. Of course, Google Drive is available for any Gmail user or Google user. It's free, but if you need to use a lot of space, you do have to pay a little bit. Even with the amount of space that I use, it only costs me like $5 a month to use it. Plus, I have full email service and everything else, calendar. It's
like
brilliant,
it.
It's affordable, and it works very, very well. And now we've got available access to it offline as well.